This update is sponsored by M3 Wireless and M3 Fiber, your best choice for internet service in the Thumb of Michigan, with low-income plans starting at $40 a month. For more information, go to m3isp.com. Here is the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Dina Bruderick. Huron County Road Commission has announced upcoming bridge maintenance work set to begin in the area. The project, slated to enhance the longevity of local infrastructure, focuses on two key locations. Haste Road, spanning between Nodder Road and Gagetown Road over the Pigeon River. Maintenance is scheduled to start on May 20th, with an anticipated completion date of June 13th. On Nodder Road, situated between Geiger Road and Broderick Road over the Pigeon River, work is expected to commence on June 13th and conclude by July 2nd. The scope of work primarily involves concrete patch repairs to the piers, aiming to extend the operational lifespan of the existing bridges. To facilitate construction, affected roads will be closed with designated detours in place. Motorists are urged to adhere to posting detour routes. For additional information, you can kindly reach out to the Huron County Road Commission. The ABS Tech Team, experts in tech support for Michigan's Thumb Region, is initiating a series of free digital literacy events across Huron, Tuscola, and Sinulac counties. The first event, focused on cybersecurity essentials, will be held at the Rawson Memorial Library in Cassidy on May 21st at 1:30 p.m. Joe Lonsberry, team leader, underscores the importance of proactive cybersecurity measures in light of rising cyber threats. The session will cover common threats, preventable measures, and interactive discussions to empower attendees. Certified technician Blake Palmer will join Lonsberry to facilitate the hour-long program, with future events planned for June. Stay tuned on Facebook for more details on the ABS Tech team. And late Thursday night, tragedy struck the Port Huron community as a 19-year-old resident succumbed to injuries sustained while skateboarding behind a vehicle. Responding to distress calls around 11:50 p.m. on May 9th, Port Huron police found the young man injured on 24th Street. Initial investigations revealed that the teenager had been skateboarding while clinging to a passing vehicle. However, he tragically lost his grip, resulting in a fall that inflicted severe facial and skull fractures. Despite immediate medical intervention, his condition worsened and he passed away on Sunday, May 11th. The driver of the involved vehicle is cooperating with ongoing inquiries as authorities piece together the events leading up to the incident. Collaborative efforts of emergency responders, including the Port Huron Police Department's Road Patrol, your Criminal Investigative Division, accident investigators, Port Huron Fire Department, and Tri-Hospital EMS, underscore the community's unified response to the tragic event. And with that, we will be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
Are you looking for a faster, more reliable internet connection? M3 Wireless has expanded again with new towers in Linwood, Pinconning, Kilcullen, Bay City, Essexville, and Munger. This is Trista. Why choose M3 Wireless? Because our speeds are true speeds, not up to speeds. Call M3 Wireless for the fastest, most reliable, most affordable internet connection. If you live in Bay, Huron, Lapeer, Saginaw, Sanilac, St. Clair, or Tuscola counties, you owe it to yourself to call M3 Wireless for the best internet connection for your home or business. Plans start at just $50 a month. These prices include taxes and fees. So if your plan is $50 per month, you pay $50 per month. And no add-on charges. Even though the ACP low income program is ending, our M3 Wireless low income plans will stay the same at just $40 per month for qualified customers. These are lock-in rates, which means sign up now and the rates will never go up. Plus, receive free installation when you sign a one-year contract. Call M3 Wireless today at 989-269-2306 or go online at m3isp.com. M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet connectivity in Eastern Michigan.
And we're back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news from the Associated Press. The Florida Highway Patrol says a bus carrying farm workers in Central Florida has overturned, killing 8 people and injuring another 40 passengers. Authorities say the bus was transporting 53 farm workers on Tuesday morning when it collided with a truck and swerved off a road in Marion County, north of Orlando. The bus crashed through a fence and ended up on its side in a field. The workers were being transported to Cannon Farms in Dunellian, which has been harvesting watermelons. Cannon Farms describes itself as a family-owned commercial farming operation that has farmed its land for more than 100 years. And sales of raw milk appear to be on the rise despite an outbreak of bird flu in U.S. dairy cows. Federal officials warn about the health risks of drinking raw milk at any time, but especially during this novel outbreak. Retail sales of raw cow's milk have jumped by 26% to 65% a week compared to the same periods last year, market research data shows. Raw milk farmers say they can't keep unpasteurized products in stock. Some people claim that raw milk has health benefits. And the Chinese Foreign Ministry is lashing out at the Biden administration's plans to slap new tariffs on Chinese electric vehicles, advanced batteries, solar cells, steel, aluminum, and medical equipment. The tariffs are likely to increase friction between the world's two largest economies. The tariffs come during a heated campaign between Democratic President Joe Biden and his Republican predecessor, Donald Trump. Biden and Trump are vying to show who's tougher on China. White House officials say the tariffs will help thwart China's efforts to dominate the market for emerging technologies in ways that pose risks to U.S. national security and economic stability. China accuses the U.S. of bullying. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Dina Bruderick. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, just head on over to thumbnet.net. This update is sponsored by M3 Wireless and M3 Fiber, your best choice for internet service in the Thumb of Michigan, with low-income plans starting at $40 a month. For more information, go to m3isp.com.